Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Yeah. Haters wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, September the 14th, 2018, the day before my birthday. Tomorrow is my birthday. It's about to go down. I'm a party today, even though tomorrow's the birthday. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, we've got another powerful show scheduled for you today. As you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time. And I do not want to waste this time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, very powerful show scheduled for you today. We're continuing this theme as we're talking about the benefits of kingdom living. All of the shows that I've been doing this week talk about or breaks down kingdom living. It is the kingdom mindset. And brothers and sisters, today's show, wow, I'm excited. Let me get my lemon water, my lime water ready, because y'all about to be elevated in your consciousness. You're not going to be blessed. Got to stop saying blessed. If you look at the word blessed, it means be less. I don't want you to be less. I want you to be more. We're going to stop saying fall in love. I don't want you to fall in love. I don't want you to fall. That's how we got in this predicament that we're in now. We failed. I don't want anybody to fall. The God of this world is the fallen. If you look it up in the original text, it means to fall. So that is not the metaphysics of the kingdom. That is not the metaphysics of what we are discussing today. Today, my brothers and sisters, we're talking about the true natural state of the black man, the true natural state of the black woman, the true natural state of the kingdom of God, the true natural state of mankind, the true natural state. We can throw in all of the other races because they are just the manipulation of the one. So the true natural state of all mankind, which means kind man, kinds of man, whether you are Homo sapien, Homo erectus, Homo gargantuan, Homo Neanderthal, whatever kind you are, we are all watered down versions of the God kind. So today, my educated brother, today, my voluptuous sister, it is time for us to operate or vibrate in our true, natural, God-given design. Many of us, pardon the sound there, to get my water going, many of us are not operating in our true God-given design. We're operating and we're vibrating, but we're not operating in a state that we are designed to operate in. Now, you should be saying to yourself the same thing that I've been saying and same thing that most people say when we talk about understanding the true esoteric nature of man. The new series that I'm starting tomorrow is, this is really an introduction. We did the introduction number one today or yesterday. This is introduction number two to the Kingdom Telepathy Holy Grail Grid Engineer. That's you. You are a king's kid. As a king kid, you have telepathy that allows you to be holy, so that way you can activate the grail, so that way you can be a part of the grid. Father, touch the minds of your people. Now, I'm excited today because I'm excited for you. I was just finished talking with one of my clients, Brother Jay Money, and we were breaking down some major gnosis. So I want to continue what me and Jay Money was talking about earlier this morning. You, my educated brother, are a part of the God kind. You're not a part of the mankind. You have to understand that you are an engineer. That means that you are basically an eight, especially if you are a life path number eight or you have the life path number eight in your numbers anywhere. This is, and let me get the correct pronunciation for you because y'all know, you know, I'm a couple of sandwiches short of a full picnic. Now, I got some sandwiches, but I just didn't get all the sandwiches. I got out of line before the father was finished, so y'all know I'm playing. Brother, did you hear that? Let me say it again.
Opulent. Opulent. Opulent.
That is the true destiny of the black man and the black woman. And every man on the damn planet. Now, in case you missed opulent, let's break down what opulent really is. That is opulent.
Opulence. Opulence. Opulence.
Opulence. So opulence, what the is opulence? Opulence is the natural state of the God kind and the God class. Somebody please write that down. Opulence. See, you've been lied to, black man. You've been lied to, black woman. You've been lied to. What is the true state? The natural vibratory state, the mental disposition. It is opulence. This ability to be opulent. See, you're not opulent. You're not affluent because you don't have influence. See, influence makes you affluent. This affluent make you opulent or opulent. Opulent is the mental state, is a mental state. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. It ain't got shizness to do with your bank account. It ain't got nothing to do with the color of your skin. It has nothing to do with what cult you are in. Opulence. It is opulent. That is the natural state. That is the mental state. That is the mental disposition of being opulent. So opulence. So opulence in the original text, if we go down to the word ave, it comes from the word opus or opus, O-P-U-S. It is a mental state of being wealthy. It is the mental state of an ops, O-P-S. Ops means power. Ops or opus, it means power to exert work or labor. Someone write that down. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. So I'm going to try to speak as calmly as possible without getting too excited, because most people really have not been exposed to the vibration of the kingdom. So when I went to California, I was in the natural state of the kingdom. I was in the presence of the king, if you want to use that term. I was in the presence of the telepathic frequency. I was in the presence of the pattern that establishes the network or the frame that allows me to activate the ideal or the goal that sets me apart, that puts me on a particular path where there is a place of no worries. That is the phrase, kingdom, telepathic, holy grail, grid, engineer in reverse. It is an engineer of the grid, grail, that is holy and telepathic that puts you into the kingdom. Let me say that again. You are an engineer of a specific grid. Especially if you are my client I was talking to earlier this morning, Brother J.J. Money, he's an 8, life path 8. The number 8 is the infinity sign. The infinity sign is standing straight up. It's going right back to the kingdom. So it is reconnecting. It is a divine connection with the Father. Now, that divine connection with the Father established a feeling of being. What's missing in your life right now today is the feeling of being. That's what's missing. Because when I went to California, I was reconnected with that feeling of being opulent. If you don't have that feeling, remember, you bring about what you feel about. See, I had to go to California to see it. Because you can't be what you can't see. Now, I had seen it before, but I didn't see it in the right context that I could connect to it. Now, there is something that is preventing you from seeing it in the right context. Everybody that's listening to this message must be on the message that starts on Monday so I can show you the ley line that is preventing you from seeing it, that was passed down to you from your mother and your father, especially your mother, because the mitochondria DNA is only passed down from the mother. The mitochondria DNA, that's the part of the DNA that's separated from the DNA because it's inside of the cell. The other parts of the DNA is outside of the cell, kind of, sort of, because the mitochondria is inside the nucleus of the cell. That's why we make the new clay. So inside that, there is a viceroy, there is a ruling disposition that is placed or that is released, that is amplified, so that way it can activate the ramifications. So the amplifications of certain ramifications, the Bible says it this way: the sins of the father is passed down to the son, to the third and to the fourth generation. So there is a ruling disposition that you are going up against that keeps you in Groundhog's Day, that you don't know, how come I don't feel omnipotent? How come? How come? Could somebody explain that to me? Please. Black man, explain that to me, black man. Why the hell you been doing the same shizness all your damn life? Since you was 8, you in the ground, you've been doing the same old shizness, and you can't get out. How do I know? Because I've been doing it for 50-plus years, homie. And it took me a long time to get out. And now I'm telling everybody how to get out. Because I promised the Father on January the 1st of 2009, if you show me how to get out, I'm going to tell everybody and their grandmother how to exit the matrix. Because the matrix is the grid. Now, a grid, as we talked about yesterday, is a framework or network or net. It's a spider web. It's a planned net. It's a planet. So you are on this planet. This planet is a net by definition, by the DEAF definition. That's All of the Abrahamic religions is from the same source. So whether you're a Christian or a Muslim, you are the same. It's two sides of the same freaking coin. Muslims hate Christians. Christians hate Muslims. And these two knuckleheads don't even know that they serve the same entity, contrary to popular belief. So the metaphysics of the kingdom has not been exposed to you. This is the natural state of the kingdom. So let me make sure you understand, because I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm praying for you, dog. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you, because you've never been exposed to the kingdom. Have you had a court? Have you been summoned into the king's court? Have you experienced the presence of the king? If you had experienced the presence of the king, you know that there's 5 omnis. He's omnipresent, he's omnipowerful, he's omniscient, He's omnisimplistic, and he's omnibenevolent. That omnibenevolent is the word opulence. So opulence, again, comes from the word O-P-U-S. Now, that word, Father, touch the minds of your people. I'm praying for y'all today because I'm hoping you get this message today.
Opus. 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 Opus.
Opus. Again, as a functional illiterate, I want to make sure that I'm pronouncing it correctly. That's why I always use dictionary.com. My curse is my gift. I never learned how to read. I went through 12 years of school and never read a book. My brother, sister, they brought home homework every day. I never brought home a book. I never read a book in school. Never. 12 years of high school, I never read a book. I didn't start reading until I got out of it, really, when I went to the Marine Corps. That's when I started picking up, and I taught myself how to read. I faked the fault. Nobody in my family knew I was a functional illiterate because I'm a good chameleon. My family knows, put me in any environment, put me where I'm with poor people, I can act. Put me, you can take me to the White House, I'll fit in. You can take me to the outhouse, I'll fit in. I'm a chameleon. That's why I have 58 jobs. I'm a good actor. But I had to give up my acting career because the Father did not design me to be an imitator. He designed me to be a creator. A lot of y'all are imitators. Y'all are imitating some other reverend, some other doctor, some other bishop. Now, that's okay until you get to your natural vibratory rate. That dog hunts right there. See, your natural vibratory rate is inside your DNA. But see, I wasn't taught this. I had to learn this on my own. Because the word, again, we're talking about the natural state of the kingdom of God. When you're inside the person of the king, well, Brother Will, how do you know this? I got this from the freaking word Christ. The word Christ comes from the word, well, in the ancient text, it's called the Christ germ seed. Is there anybody on this earth who want to get their cookies blown? If you do, join me on Monday. I guarantee you, you will never be the same. Now, I make a lot of guarantees. And I got a $10,000 reward out there that I would give anybody $10,000 if they can prove me wrong about the rising of the word seed actually means God. Now, again, go to the ancient text and look up the seeds. Go to Google and type in who the beep is the freaking seeds and ask yourself, what is, now again, I'm going to break all of this down for you. I've already done it. I have it inside of three books. All three of these books are 600 pages each. I have a book called The Ontological History of Mankind. Triple dare you to read that book. I got another book called Christened, Christ in You, the Hope of Glory. Triple dare you to read that book. I got another book called The Biology of the Temple of God. You are the temple of God. You don't go to the temple. You are the temple. In these books, I break down that the Bible is a biological manual for basic instructions before leaving Earth. B-I-B-L-E. The Bible is a personification of your biology. The Bible is a personification. The word personification means I'm going to take biblical stuff and I'm going to personify it. I'm going to make it personal. I'm going to personalize it inside of biology. Or I'm going to take biology and I'm going to personalize it into bibliography. So the Bible is a manual about the physiological regeneration of what is called the germ. We call it gematria. This is what is called the language of light or the light code in the ancient text. So the ancient text talks about the path to at-one-ment. The Bible calls it atonement. You call it New Age enlightenment. So when people say ascension, y'all get your panties in a wad, and you say, that's of the devil, brother. That's demonic, Brother Will. You can't talk about that, my brother. Because we are limited. Especially black folks. Oh, man. I don't know if I can really talk. See, I don't have a lot of black friends. It's not by design. It's just like black folks are not on my vibratory rate. There's very few black people that can vibrate with me. Very few. I can count on two fingers the number of black people that's on my vibratory rate. Now, that doesn't mean that they're better than or worse than. That this has to do with my vibe. Your vibe determines your tribe. contrary to popular belief. So, okay, Brother Will, how do you vibe, homeboy? Well, my vibe is omniscient, is omnipotent, is omnipresent, is omnisimplistic, and is omnibenevolent. Why? That's the same vibe as the Big G. That now the Big G is not in no book and he's not on this planet. So you have to do what the D-Wave computer does. Now, they reverse engineered you. So let me get this right. So the dominant culture, they reverse engineer basically the dominant gene. We'll put it that way. And let me make sure you understand. So this harmonious arrangement, they take spirit and they turn it into technology and then they give it back to you. And you replace spirituality with technology. And you like, woohoo, I got a 5G cell phone. Homeboy, you are a 5G cell phone. Go look at the breastplate of the priest in the Old Testament. Look at the stone's placement. And then take out your cell phone and look at the number. Look at the freaking numbers on your cell phone, homeboy. Look at the numbers on your cell phone. You're going to see the number in this order, 147 in a straight line. And then you're going to see a star sign. And go look at the breastplate that the priest wore in the Old Testament. I triple dare you to look it up. I triple dare you. Then you're going to see the numbers 2, 5, 8, and the number 0. Then you're going to see on the third row on your cell phone the numbers 3, 6, 9, and pound sign. Now, Nikola Tesla, who died broke and alone. Debbie Blair, who died broke and alone. John Henry Clark, who died broke and alone. Who else? Oh, yeah. What's his name? Right now, who's on his deathbed, broke and alone. Maxwell Jordan. Don't believe me. Go to Google and type in Maxwell Jordan. Why does all of the conscious leaders, primarily black, die broke and alone? Black man, you listening? Y'all better wake the up. This is not no game. Somebody trying to take your life. While you are playing checkers, they playing chess. Now remember, this is way bigger than race. It ain't about race. This is about a freaking covenant. It ain't about blood. It's about a covenant. While you talking about race and you reading Donald Trump and you all buying Nikes and getting to this Kaepernick bullshitness, it's a freaking distraction to keep you watered down so you don't vibrate in the mental disposition of being omniscient, which is opulence. That's the natural state of the kingdom. That is the metaphysics of kingdom living. See, how do you create the feeling of being omniscient? How do you create the feeling of being omnipotent? How do you create the feeling of being omnisimplistic? How do you create the feeling of being omnibenevolent? How do you create the natural state of the kingdom of God on earth? Because that's what we should be doing. So on Monday, we start the pay-per-view series entitled Kingdom Telepathic Holy Grid Engineer. That is you. You are a Holy Grail Grid Engineer. But nobody told you. So you don't know how to operate the grail. You don't know how to operate the grid. Now, I didn't know, so I went off the planet and I asked the Big G because light came into darkness. Darkness perceived it not. Now, would you think, and I think, that black man, black woman, you know, slavery, psychological effects of slavery, Willie Lynch. And I remember the 13 points that was given in the Virginia Beach by old boy Willie Lynch, who came over that taught the white man in America how to control black people without laying a finger on them. He came over here, I think he's from Jamaica or somewhere. Willie Lynch came over here. The white man brought him over here and said, we got Negroes who are running away. We got to chop their foot off. We got to do this, that. And Willie Lynch was like, y'all doing this backwards. We control black people in our country, and they want to be slaves. And so the white man said, what? How you do that? So Willie Lynch on the beach, in Virginia Beach, supposedly, he wrote a letter, and he said that this is the way that you control Negroes psychologically. And he said it works for 300 years. I think it was 300 or 400 years. From the date that he wrote that letter, 300 years later, it ended on December of 2012. That's what December 2012 was all about. When everybody was talking about, ooh, it's the end of the world. No, Negro, that was your cross. Now, remember, cross is a place of elevation, not devation. Now, everybody thinks that when Jesus Christ was crucified, that was a bad day. Everybody thinks that when a problem shows up in your life, that's a bad day. Everybody thinks when you go to your job and you get fired, that is a bad day. Everybody thinks when you come home and your wife says, honey, I'm leaving you for your brother, that that's a bad day. Everybody thinks that when you go to, when your dog died, that's a bad day. Everybody thinks that problems are bad things. People don't know that problems are promotions. When Jesus was crucified, what happened next? It's something called resurrection. Now, when a male has an erection, what happens prior to the erection? It's something called stimulation. So this is called, in the ancient text, which I will be breaking down in vivid detail on Monday, you do not want to miss it, because this is the amplification of the ley lines that Kanye West was talking about when he was talking about dragon blood. And everybody's like, oh, Kanye is crazy. He's talking about him and Donald Trump got dragon blood. Kanye ain't stupid, homeboy. He ain't stupid. Now, he's a little slow. He touched the head, but he ain't stupid. That is the metaphysics of opus. Now, remember the word ambulance. Now, remember, this is the natural state of the black man. This is the natural state of the black woman, but they don't know. You don't know. Now, Willie Lynch knew it. So Willie Lynch say, hey, now remember, there's 12, I think, points in the Willie Lynch letter. The two primary ones, now remember, all of them I got, all 12. Number one, black man, strong in body, weak in mind. Okay, sign up for that program. Black man, okay, marry outside of his race. Okay, sign up for that program. Black, and it goes on. It lists all of the attributes of a good, mind slave. Now, this, again, ain't got nothing to do with race. This is about how do you create a hive mind mentality. Now, see, y'all Negroes think this is about race. This ain't got nothing to do with race. Race is a non-issue. This is about how do I get other people's effort? How do I get other people's money? How do I get you to do what I don't want to do? And how do I get you to want to do it, but you don't know that you want to do it? This is called how do I mind F people. Now, this is what Lucifer did. Now, Lucifer, again, he was the most cunning of all creatures. So if you look inside of my book, The Cosmogrator, Lucifer had nothing by which to create this harmonious arrangement. But when Lucifer fell, he went to the angels, and in the ancient text it says he begged each one of the angels to assist him to create this harmonious arrangement. Bade. Now, I've done many shows on this. I've talked about this inside of my book. That's what happened to you, black man. That's what happened to you, black woman. See, we don't understand. We still think this is a racial issue. We don't know anything about, most of us don't know anything, and so we got religion. We don't got spirituality. We got King James Version. And we never looked it up, the word. Now, we know King James, but we never looked up the word version. So we don't know. Now, I'm not talking about virgin. V-I-R-G-I-N. I'm talking about version. V-E-R-S-I-O-N. Now, if you are a sharp sharp tool and a sharp cookie and a sharp cookieette, which I know you are, I know that you've looked it up and you found out that that word means a translation that is designed to turn. It comes from the Latin word vertere, V-E-R-T-E-R-E. Triple dare you to look it up. Now, remember, I got 10 grand on the line for everything that I teach. 10 grand. You think I'm going to give away $10,000 for free? Come on, man. Are y'all serious? If you look it up, the word means destruction. King James destruction. Now, I know you're sharp, too. Otherwise, you wouldn't be tuning into this show. See, I can tell you pieces, but I can't tell you everything that I know, because we probably wouldn't be friends. Y'all think y'all like me, but y'all like me because y'all don't know me. The word version comes, it actually means the word V-E-R-S-U-S. Now,
versus.
Let me play it again so you can hear it again.
Versus.
That's the word version means versus. It means verse. It comes from the word verse. It means turned on its face. It means opposite. It means over. It means against. It means to cause confusion. Now, again, I'm not making this up. I triple dare you to look it up. I triple dare any man, woman, child, black, white, or green, to look up any words that I say on any of my shows and prove me wrong. Triple dare you. It means turn away or to turn against. So you got King James Version. What is it designed to do? To turn you away from the original version. Now, remember, I prayed for death. Now, this is the difference between me and everybody else on the planet. I've never met another human being that prayed for death. I'm the only one that I know of. I've never met a person who looked me in the eye and told me, Brother Will, I did what you did on January the 1st of 2009 when you asked for death and you took a 45 loaded and put it to your head. And if God didn't intervene, you was going to pull the trigger. That's what I did. Because, see, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And, see, until you get to the point where you're willing to die, you ain't fit to live. Not you, but people you know. That's the metaphysics of the kingdom. That's kingdom living. So, see, that's why I don't have very many friends. And I'm cool. Trust me. I like it that way. I'm a little high strung. I don't got time to play church, man. I got things to do. I got a kingdom to build. Me and the Father, we established the kingdom of heaven on earth. And I'm looking for people who got the freaking righteous indignation. They can look the devil in the eye and say, what you got, homie? And you don't flinch because you know greater is he that's in you than he that's in the freaking world. And see, when you get to that place, you walk through the valley of shadow and death, and you don't fear no evil because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. See, when I speak, demons tremble because it ain't me that's speaking. It is the Father who's operating inside of me, and he's manifesting himself through me because, see, I've already been in the lion's den. I've already been in the belly of the whale. My back has already been up against the wall. Let me drink some water so I can calm down. Let me make sure y'all understand my righteous indignation. Because see, people hear me talk and they don't understand where I came from, brother. You don't understand where I came from. See, you can't understand my praise. And unless you understand my pain. See, you weren't walking around in the middle of the night start saying thank you, Jesus, in circles. See, you weren't forced to fast when you was a kid. You weren't freaking beaten, and you didn't watch your mom go through freaking and die in a freaking rocking chair and grow up with no mother. Now, I'm not saying that you need to do that to get to a place of righteous indignation. I'm just saying I'm not no Joel Osteen Christian. No disrespect to Joel Osteen. But if the worst thing that ever happened to you was you had to change a flat tire, me and you cannot be friends. No disrespect. But see, when you've looked the devil in the eye and he tried to take your life, all of a sudden it gets real serious. All of a sudden you understand the metaphysics of the true kingdom of God. And let's not be mistaken, it is an atmosphere that destroys distrust, fear, doubt, and unbelief. It is the atmosphere that activates the Christ germ seed inside of you. The Bible says it this way. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, see, I have righteous indignation. I have a plethora. I got enough for you and anybody else that needs some. Email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I can let you have some of my righteous indignation. Now, it's a good thing, but it's a dangerous thing because you're going to get ostracized. People are not going to want to hang around you because you're too high strung. Because, see, you can't go to church and just sit in the back and listen to two fast songs and one slow song and then the word. Because, see, you've been in the presence. Once the mind has been expanded, it can't shrink back. Now, what I experienced in California this past week, I saw wealth on a scale that most people don't know exists. Now, I was at home inside of that wealth because I had seen it before when I was in San Diego when I was in the Marines and I was riding around in a convertible Bentley with Nick and Sandy and we was looking going through, you know, Lemon Grove and Santee, Chula Vista, Caught Off by the Sea, all of these cities looking at real estate. And they taught me the real estate game. While everybody else was, you know, going at the strip club, I was out down and going to Tom Vu and Wade Cook seminars paying $800 as an E1 and an E2 in the military. In other words, my monthly check was $800. I took my whole check, and I would pay to go to self-help seminars back when I was in my 20s, 21, 22, 23. Young, dumb, and stupid, all zero, no knowledge. So you see, you can't see. You don't want to debate me on that, brother. It's not going to go good for you. I'm just want to let you know now. You don't want to talk to me about self-improvement shit because it doesn't work. Because I didn't read it in a book. I destroyed my marriage. Destroyed my children, and almost destroyed myself. Why? Trying to improve something that doesn't exist. So you don't want to talk to me about no self-help stuff. You don't want to do that. It's not going to go well. I'm just saying, you're going to see a side of Brother Will that you ain't never seen before. And you're going to be like, damn, what did I say wrong? What did I do? I thought Brother Will was a nice guy. See, I don't play with the devil no more. Now, I used to. I used to like to coddle, you know, and sing Kumbaya and, you know, sit out at the campfire and, you know, we would, you know, dream dreams and make vision boards and, you know, put pictures of Lamborghinis on the wall and say, one day I'm going to drive one of those. Yeah, I used to do that bullshit too. That doesn't work. I don't do that no more. Because I got exposed to the king. See, if you haven't been in the presence of the king, you don't understand the atmosphere of the king. And the problem is that most people, they've been in the presence of the artificial king. They haven't been in the presence. They haven't been in the circulation. See, the word circulation means a continual flowing around. And see, the spirit of ambulance is a spirit of the universal law of life. Now, most of us, we think about money. We don't understand that all, you know, many of us don't understand what the scripture says. And so once you understand that the word of God is alive, it is powerful, it is more, it is sharper than any two-edged sword. It has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, marrow, and it is the son of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. See, that connection establishes a silver cord. It activates the Christ germ seed inside of you. And so this is called rising the chrism or the Christos. Now, what most Reverend Dr. Bishop teach ain't got nothing to do with true spirituality. It's biblical, but it's not spiritual. That's another study for another time. Now, no disrespect, you got to start somewhere, just like I said in Hebrews 6:1. But it tells us to let us, now again, we're talking about perfection. That's Jesus said, be ye perfect, for I am perfect. The Father never asked you to do until he gave you the ability to do. The Father would never ask you to do until he already gave you the ability. The Father would never tell you to be perfect if you did not have the ability to be perfect. But we do not overstand. Again, it's extremely important to understand the kingdom. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's what I'm doing. So if anybody want to know, why Brother Will so high strung? What is he angry about? Why is he always yelling and screaming? I'm establishing the kingdom of God on earth, brother. I don't know. What are you doing? What do you get up for every day? Go to that 9 to 5? Now, that's okay. I mean, you got to have something. But as I talked about yesterday, where purpose is not known, what happens? Abuse is inevitable. The men, people cast off restraint. So the kingdom, telepathic, holy, grail, grid, engineer, that's you. But see, we haven't been exposed to the kingdom, so we've got to start with the metaphysics of the kingdom. Now, the metaphysics just means, meta means before, physics means physical. So before anything physical manifests, there must be something mental. And so we have to develop a mental disposition before we can maintain a physical substance. Since there is no mental disposition, you cannot maintain no physical substance. The Bible says it this way, where there is no vision, mental picture, people cast off restraint, can't exercise self-control. That was me 10 years ago, Proverbs 29:18. Since I did not read about this in the book, I didn't read about somebody else. I destroyed a 25-year marriage. I went through 58 jobs. I started and failed 23 times at 23 different, you know, get-rich-quick schemes. I call them businesses. I moved 25 times into a 25-year relationship. Do you know anybody else on earth who's done that? I've never met a man, a woman, or a child who's done the stupidity that I've did. I don't know nobody on earth. Now, I know a lot of people. All my clients, I ask them, tell me about your childhood. And they tell me, okay, next. I've not met anybody, childhood or life, that even comes close to the too spitty. So I welcome stupid. I talk to women all the time who tell me, my husband is that, I don't know, he don't get it. I say, really? Okay, tell me about your husband. They tell me about their husband. I was like, oh, man, he a Boy Scout. Next, what am I saying? Like, they don't got my level of stupid. So it's easy for me to talk to women who got husbands who are playing stupid because I know he playing. I know he ain't for real. And so when I talk to most men, they don't, you know, most of my clients are women. Most men don't like me. In fact, all black men don't like me. My own brothers have a hard time with me, and they my brothers. My brothers don't talk to me like that. I talk to my brothers maybe once or twice a year. Now, me and my brother Glenn, we was growing up, man, me and him used to be inseparable. Me and my brother, we don't talk like that. We don't talk like we used to. There's a reason. Me and my younger, my older brother raised me. I basically raised my younger brother. Me and my younger brother Gary, we used to talk. My brothers come over here every weekend. My brother lives in San Antonio, like not too far from me. It's been almost 2 years since I've seen my brother. He don't call me. We don't talk to each other. Why? We don't get along. It's not that we're not vibrational. We're not on the same page. Now, there ain't nothing wrong with that. That's just reality. Now, I know a lot of black people. I go to a black church. None of the men. Now, I teach a men's only conference at the church where I go to every third Saturday of the month. I just started preaching. You know how many men come to that? Black men? I was just one brother Michael, who was there at the last one. So, Brother Michael, shout out if you're listening, brother. Brother, though, I don't even know this brother. Brother just showed up. I just invited him on Facebook. He just showed up. He's been coming ever since. And what do I talk about? Exactly what I talk about, that black men, y'all are boys. Most black men, they're not men. They're boys. How do I know? Freaking black boy. I wasn't a man. I had no morals. I had no ethics. I had no values. I had no responsibilities. I had no ethics. I was undependable. I was a boy. I was a mama's boy. Black man, you need to freaking grow up. Why? I know I'm a black man. Most black men are boys. They're not men. There's a big difference between a boy and a man. You freaking sitting at home playing video games all day and your woman is caring and doing everything and you leeching off her. I know. I used to do the same thing. But you got that. Comes a day and a time when you need to grow up, black man, and you need to be the head of the family. You need to be the provider and the protector of your home. You need to take your rightful place. God has designed and gifted you to be the head and not the tail. But you're carrying yourself like a peasant and you're a priest. Why? You haven't seen priesthood. You just seen peasantdom. How do I know? I didn't read this shit in no book. Most black men I know are peasants. They're not priests because they're taking their orders from somebody else. We're not followers, man. We're leaders. You're a freaking king. You are the freaking Zulu warrior. The Zulus were the most ruthless men on the planet. They didn't play. That's you. That's where you should be, but you're not. So that's what I teach. I don't teach followers. I teach leaders. I don't want nobody to join and do me. I want you to do you. And the moment I tell a black man to do you, he's like, okay, well, I thought I was just going to follow you, brother. No, man, you ain't following me. I'm not no guru. I ain't starting no cult. I ain't no Jim Jones. I don't want nobody to follow me. I want everybody to do themselves. I want everybody to be who God has designed and gifted them to be. That's what I teach. I teach you to be you, men and women. Why? That is the frequency of the kingdom. That is the hidden power that's in the frequency of the kingdom. So what does that mean? That means that in order for you to develop greater power of usefulness, that is what the kingdom is all about. Right now, you have the King James Version that sends you in the opposite direction based upon the Latin word, which means to turn. I triple dare you to prove me wrong. Look it up for yourself. To turn, to bend, to turn away from the original direction, to become something that you're not designed. Wake up, black man. This ain't no game. They gave you that Bible for a reason. Now, I ain't saying that you throw the whole thing out. I'm just saying that you chew the meat and you spit out the bone. I'm simply saying that you operate according to your original design. What's your original design? Opus. What is opus? Dictionary.com. Opus, a musical composition. Let me play it for you so you can get it.
Opus.
Now, again, it means the original work or composition, as in a book. That is you. That is the kingdom of God. It's called the book of life. You are a composition. Opus means a work. That's why you're on the planet. That's why I speak with righteous indignation, because I don't have a belief system. I have a knowing system that's totally different from what everybody else got or most people. Now, the reason that people get upset is that disposition, that's from the ley line from your birth. So when you're listening to this show, the anger that you're sensing when I talk is because that disposition that's hidden inside your DNA is being activated. It's being attacked. And so you take it personally. So you feel like I am talking to you personally and you get angry. And you guys say, who is this fool talking to? That's that ley line disposition inside of you. So in the next series, I'm going to expose that ley line that came from your place and time of birth is inside of your memory or your membrane, your memory brain, which is water, because water holds memory. And so when I talk, I'm speaking a specific musical tone that comes from the Latin word opus, which means the tone of the work, the labor, the exertion. It is the source of exertion. It is the ability to exercise, to practice, to perform, to work, to exude power. Opus. Now, remember, we're talking about today the metaphysics. Amulet, this ability to be omniscient, which is the disability to operate in a particular mental disposition or state of being that allows you to be of greater power or usefulness. It allows you to understand the concept of divine power that is placed inside of you to stop the policy of self-starvation. The policy of this harmonious arrangement and the dominant culture is self-starvation. Right now, you are engaged in a practice of mental starvation. Right now, you are suffering from self-starvation. That just simply means that you are starving yourself. That is necessary in order for you to not produce or operate according to the design or the work, in order to do the work. So in the Bible, it talks about whatsoever is not of faith, meaning not of knowing, meaning that is not designed, not attached to under open understanding the true disposition of the kingdom of God. So we're talking about a mental state that is based upon this feeling of being wealthy, the feeling of being powerful, the feeling of being resourceful, the feeling of having the ability to exert energy. Anybody feel lazy? What does that come from? Now, the Bible talks about slack, slothful, sluggard that I have inside of my book, The Ultimate Secret of Being Rich. So, but where does it come from? What is this? Where does this lethargy that it's the opposite of?
Opulence.
Did you hear me play it again for you?
Opulence.
The metaphysics of opulence. That's what's missing. By the way, what is the metaphysics of opulence? The metaphysics of opulence is the mental state of being opulent. So opulence comes from the state of being opulent.
Opulent.
So opulent. It means lent, opus. So I'm going to lend you opulent. So opulent, as we just talked about, opulent, O-P-U, it is the ability to exert power, effort, and work. Let me say that again. This is long to you. Now, remember, the word Christ means the messianic office that furnishes, that longs to, that gives to the person in that office the power to fulfill that office. That's what Christ means. Christ is a position. So Christ means position. Christ in you, the hope of glory. That means there is a position in you that gives you hope, helping other people evolve. H-O-P-E. H, helping. O, other. P, people. E, evolve. So there's a position that you have. You have this position and this power so that way you can help other people evolve. Of or in glory, that means the glow ray. That means a ray of light that allows them to glow, shine, so other people, why you're a light on the hill, so other people are attracted to you. That's why you should never work for money. Money works for you, meaning that when you shine according to your design, you just draw other people in. Your design allows you to shine. So money comes to you. You don't go to it. People call you. You don't call them. People email me and say, hey, I heard one of your shows, and I'm interested in this, that life management system. I don't call them. They call me. All I do is focus on life management. All I do is I do blog talk shows like today. I post them on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. People hear the shows, and they say, hey, dude, I heard you say, and I'm against it or I'm for it. That is, again, the metaphysics of
opulent.
There it is, opulent. Opulent is a mental disposition where you are abundant, plentiful, and richly supplied. Somebody please write that down. Opulent. Now, again, this is the mental disposition of the kingdom. If you do not have this, you're not in the kingdom mentally. Now, remember, the kingdom of God is within. That means that there is an inside-outside job. So I should have, let's break each one of these down. Number one, this is what you must maintain. If you for real, now if you plan church, another study for another time. But if you for real, you say, Doc, I'm in Groundhog's Day. I keep repeating the same shit just over and over again. Why? You don't have a feeling that comes from a thinking that says, one, I am richly supplied. You still think that there's something you need. You didn't read that scripture that said, God has given me everything that I need for life and godliness. You think you got to go get something. You don't know that you got to be something. Ooh, let me say that again. Father, test the minds of the people. You think you got to go get something. You don't know that you just got to be something. Now, remember, it is the natural state of the kingdom. It is the metaphysics of kingdom living. This is how you create the feeling of being opulent. That feeling comes from that thinking. That thinking comes from that knowing. I know. I don't care what my bank account says. I know I am richly supplied. How do I know that? Well, the scripture says that my Father wishes to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that I can ask or think. The scripture says, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to his children that ask? It's the ability of knowing. Number one, you have to know that you are richly supplied, past tense. You don't go get the supply, you already got it. Number one, you got to know that. Number two is the word abundant. Number two is where I like the word affluence or affluent. So if you don't know that, now if you're wishing, if you're thinking, if you're hoping, there's a big difference between, wishing, dreaming, and knowing, a big difference. Without knowing, then you got a problem. So I went to California, and I've been saying since I came back, and the reason why was to reinforce my knowing. I wanted to put myself in an environment where everybody in that environment was at the same or higher vibration than me. Why? You got to see it before you can be it. I needed to see it on a large scale. People who look like me operating higher than me. Because then I say, okay, if Jim Bob can do it, hello, I can do it too. Why? You have to see it. Sometimes you got to see it before you can believe it. Abundant. There has to be, now remember, opulent is a mental state where you are, one, richly supplied. Emphasis on the word richly. It's not like a lot of us, we get a taste of supply and we're good. We stop. Like me, I was believing God for, $200,000-$300,000. I went to California, and there's like, no, $200 or $300 million. Totally different mindset. Totally different mindset. Now, I was just thinking a couple of thousand dollars. Cost of living in San Antonio, Texas is not that, cost of living in Orange County, California is a little different from San Antonio. Richly supplied. That's the natural state. So how come we don't naturally think like that? Because we're not naturally exposed to that. Really sure, because see, a lot of us think that I'm talking about paper money. No, I'm talking about a mental disposition. I'm not about talking about materialization. I'm talking about realization. The metaphysics of the kingdom of God is the ability to rise in realization so that way you don't return in materialization or in a dirt suit or a meat suit. It's the ability to understand richly supplied, one, overwhelming abundant or abundance, two, and plentiful, three. Based upon the dictionary.com definition of the word, opulent. So everybody needs the metaphysics of opulent or opulence. You'll have to have opulence in your brain. You can't have opulence in your hand. So I can give it to you in your hands, and you're going to lose it. But if I put it in your head, if you lose it in your hands, you just create it again. You lose it, you create it again. You lose it, you create it again. Why? The pattern is more powerful than the material. Now, if I am a seamstress and I have a pattern for a dress, and I take this pattern, how many dresses can I create with a pattern? But if you give me one dress, but you don't give me the pattern, I can wear that dress, I can wear that suit, I can wear those pants, I can wear the material. But if I have the pattern, I can create my own. How many can I create? Depending on how much material I have. So you can give me a shirt, and I can wear that shirt. If you give me the pattern to make shirts, I can make my own shirts. That's plentiful. Plentiful is patterns. Patterns are plentiful. So in the kingdom, everything is plentiful. In the kingdom, everything is abundant. In the kingdom, everything is richly supplied. Now, go to the hood. Do those three words exist in the hood? See, where I grew up, nothing was plentiful. Well, let me rephrase that. We didn't have it. At least I couldn't perceive it. I couldn't see it. So there is an entire misappropriation, misapprehension, misinterpretation of reality. Things wasn't plentiful. Things wasn't abundant, and things wasn't richly supplied, so therefore I was starving. Now, not only was I suffering from physical starvation as a kid, we went without food. I was also suffering from mental starvation. We went without certain teachings. And I was also suffering from relationship starvation. We went without the ability to connect with certain relationships. Now, that's extremely important, brothers and sisters, because it's very, 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 very dangerous. Because the danger is in not being sufficiently in a place where we can realize our own richness. And it's in being in a place where we are looking upon external products and people for our creative power of producing true riches and creating patterns. The danger is in, let me say this slowly, the danger is in where you are at. The danger of having a mind that thinks that it is not sufficiently empowered with what is needed to be richly supplied, plentiful lifestyle. The danger is that you and I, we are failing to realize our own supply, our own abundance, our own plentifulness. That is the danger of primarily the black man and the black woman. The danger in the black culture is we are failing to realize our own sufficiency. The danger in Groundhog's Day, black man, the danger in Groundhog's Day, black woman, the danger of Groundhog's Day, everybody, is that you are failing to realize your own supply, your own abundance, your own plentifulness, and you are looking to outside people and outside sources to assist you with being you. How do I know? Did I read about it in the book? No. I left my wife four times to go be with somebody that in my brain could assist me with the externalization of my creative power, because I failed to see and to realize that I was already supplied with that with myself and with my current mate. So I chose, due to ignorance and stupidity, to go destination addiction. Just like you, that's why. Why are you changing jobs? Why are you changing careers? Why are you changing cars? Why are you changing houses? Why are you looking and looking and looking and looking? Because of the failure to see, the failure to realize. You cannot rise in realization because of the failure. Let me say it again. I gotta make sure that I got to beat this horse until you understand why you in Groundhog's Day. Now, we're going to break down why Groundhog's Day is so powerful for you to get out. How come you can't leave Jim Bob? Why do you keep self-sabotaging your own efforts? How come you can't let Susie, your little shearings, just grow up and take care of themselves? Why you got to take care of them? Why are you enabling your man? Why your man enabling you? Why? The ley lines. It's in your blood. It's in your DNA. Otherwise, you'd have already moved on. Why is it just your sheer desire doesn't allow you to move past that pattern? Why does that pattern, why is it so powerful? How come you can't put down that alcohol? Why is alcohol so powerful? Why is marijuana so powerful? Why is whatever your addiction so powerful? Because that addiction, again, is in your DNA. It was passed down to you from your father's father. It's from the place that you was born. That's why you need to go back and address or understand or overstand or understand why were you born in the city and the state that you were born. Then when we get, once we address that viceroy, that ruling disposition, and we cut that off, then we got to deal with you, the ego that you've established from the age of 8 on. You've been frequently repeating something that creates an emotional charge that created a new pattern. What is it? So you frequently drink every Friday at 8. You and your boys get together and drink. Frequently repeat it. Y'all get together, you talk about, you know, stuff that's bothering you on your job. It creates an emotional charge that establishes a new pattern. You've been doing it for how long now? And you wonder why you just can't stop cold turkey? That pattern's got power now. Because you created a ritual. You created a rune. You created runic magic. You didn't even know. You was a practicing witch or wizard. Because that's what witches and wizards do. That destroys your supply. That removes you from your abundance. That separates you from your plentifulness. So now you walk around and you are unfortunately failing to realize your own riches. You are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image. You are a picture, and that picture has power. But the enemy can convince you and make you think that you're a peasant. But you're a priest, because the Bible says you're a royal priest. And there is, especially, not only in individual black people, but the culture of the black race. And again, it's not race, it's just because there's a lot of, not a dominant culture, they got this down. Most Caucasians understand because they have what we call white privilege. Everybody should have privilege because everybody got it. How come white people know it? Because white people have been exposed to it. Black man, what you been exposed to? That's why I say I like just watching. I just sit back. I go to the mall. I go to the gym. And I watch the way white men work out at the gym, and I watch the way a black man work out at the gym. A black man will see a white man walking to the same bench. The black man will stop, and the white man will keep walking. Now, I like going to Starbucks in the morning, going up to the counter. I went to breakfast this morning. My wife took me to breakfast this morning, and we're sitting at the table. We were seated there first, and then a white couple came in right after us, and then a Caucasian or a white waitress came out, and she went to the white table first, even though we were seated there first. They weren't even ready to order. And then he said, no, we're not ready now. We just sit down. We're not ready. We've been sitting there. I'm just watching. Then the lady looks around and sees nobody. Then she walks over to us. Have y'all been helped yet? I didn't even say anything. My wife said, no, we haven't. She said, oh, okay, I can take your order. Now, white people don't notice that. Black people, y'all know what I'm talking about. This happens to us every day. Don't believe me, go to the restaurant at the same time as a white person and watch who gets help first, automatically. And watch how white people carry themselves and how black people carry themselves. It ain't about race, it's about privilege. Now, this privilege was established through a certain system that was frequently repeated and emotionally charged. Now, everybody should have this, because it's everybody's divine right. Everybody should have the spirit of expectancy or privilege. You should expect great service everywhere you go, all day, every day, regardless of race. So it ain't really white man's fault that, you know, now he built a system that is, you know, beneficial. However, it's still okay for us to have a spirit of expectation, not from other people, but from service, meaning great service equals great rewards. So if my money has the same value as your money, and it does, $100 bill is $100, whether a black person got the $100 or a white person got the $100. $100 is $100. That's the metaphysics of understanding the feeling. It's a feeling. Now, that feeling is unconsciously pumped in the black people because we feel, I don't feel that way no more. So when I was sitting at the table, I didn't feel anything because the white couple was served before me. I didn't feel bad. I didn't feel angry. I didn't feel like there was racism going on because I choose not to. Black man, that's what you got to do. You cannot allow this harmonious arrangement to affect how you feel. That's what's going on in the black culture. Right now things are wrong. I ain't saying that they're not wrong. If a black man is sitting in his house and he gets shot in the chest and he's sitting in his own house, that's wrong. I'm not saying that it's not wrong. I'm just saying that what you do next, what do you feel? This is called exposure therapy. If you keep getting exposed to the wrong feeling, guess what happens? You draw and manifest that feeling. Black man, y'all better wake up. Y'all better wake up. You cannot afford the feeling. You cannot afford, well, me, I cannot afford the luxury of a negative thought. I do not have them, regardless if they are justified or not. Because it's not about right or wrong now. This is at a higher level of thinking. The devil wants you to feel that way. He wants you to feel it. Because it's real. Why? You bring about what you feel. So people, black man, shot in the chest, that's wrong. Absolutely it's wrong. So what do you do next? Kaepernick kneels. He get kicked out of the NFL. Owners ban him. How come if all of these high-powered black athletes, what if they put their money together and start their own league? Yeah, black people ain't going to do that. Why? That's called kingdom thinking. See, a kingdom-minded person, they realize their own riches. I don't need your league. I can create my own. Kingdom. Now, remember, what did I teach my daughters? My daughters on the dance team went to Dallas. Everybody was thin, blonde hair, blue eyes. My daughter was black and thick. They said, oh, we like you. We're going to put you on the team, but you would never, ever see the field. You can practice with us, but we can't let you be seen in public with us. When I told my daughter, create your own damn system. Go to University of North Texas. They have this thing over there. It's still going. It's called Basic Rhythm. Don't believe me? Look it up. If you cannot join a system, create your own freaking system. Y'all think I'm a teacher in some university? Why do you think I got my own university? Why do you think I got my own life management system? I certify myself. I don't need no certification from nobody. My certification comes from God. It doesn't come from man. You can't join a system, you create your own system. The danger is in the way that you think, not realizing your own power, not realizing your own supply, your own abundance, your own plentifulness. We should applaud the white man that he got his own stuff. Now you need to get your own stuff. Yeah, Brother Will, but we got opposition. Everybody got opposition. So what? Some people got more opposition than other people. What are you going to do? You're going to sit around and cry because you got obstacles? Man, monetize that problem. No problems, no money. I'm not afraid of opposition. The devil show up and knock on my door. I'm going to walk. Come on in, dog. I'm going to convert you. You're going to leave an angel. The devil don't want to come around me because he know I'm going to convert him. or her or it. My mindset is on a whole nother frequency. So black people, they have a problem with me because they come with a song and dance. Well, Brother Will, you don't understand, brother. The white man got his foot on my neck. Well, you take it off. But you don't understand, brother. I'm waiting on my 40 acres in the move. I ain't. I'm going to go buy my own 40 acres and my own mule. I don't need his money. I got to make my own. Until you develop that mindset, we can't be friends. That's why I don't have a lot of black friends. Why? The white man ain't did me wrong. In fact, most of my friends are white, and I like them, and they like me. We think the same. The white man, he sees opportunity. A fire breaks out, everybody else runs away. The white man, he goes over there and says, "Hey, you need insurance to replace your loss?" See, that's how I think. That's why I got white friends. Black people don't think like that. Black people, it's a fire. The first thing they think, okay, who set the fire? I don't care who set the fire. How are we going to replace the damage of the fire? Somebody got to rebuild what you just lost. I'm a constructor. I got a contractor's license. If I don't got one, I'm going to go get one. That's kingdom thinking. In the kingdom, there's only one thought, and that thought is there is no problems. There's just opportunities. The glass is always half full in the kingdom. That's the way you should think, black man. That's the way you should think, black woman. Regardless of the obstacle, turn it into or the problem, turn it into a product. Monetize, monetize, monetize. Enemy going to leave you alone because he going to see that, damn, everything we throw at him, if we give him lemons, he making lemonades. We give him avocados, he tell you make avocado juice. We send that fool mangoes, he over there drinking mangoes. That's the mindset of the kingdom. The mindset of the kingdom is omniscient. It's all power. It's this creative power of being in line with the true riches instead of this creative power of being in line with the reality of this mentality. Yes, this harmonious arrangement may not be conducive to certain demographics. So what? What are you going to do next? We've been talking about this imbalance for a long time. We're still talking about it. When are we going to start doing something? Meaning thinking. Brothers and sisters, it's extremely important, moving forward, that your mindset be one of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships, richly supplied, abundant, and plentiful. That is the definition of this word. Again, opulent or opulence. Opulence is the natural state of the kingdom. Opulence. It means wealthy. It means rich. It means opulent. Opulent is a natural mental disposition of being richly supplied, being abundantly taken care of, and maintaining a state of plentifulness. Now, I know white folks that are struggling and black folks that are struggling. Today's message was not about race, even though I said a lot of racial or referred to a lot of black or white things. It's not about race. Because why? What color is spirit? So since it's not about matter, it's about spirit. It's not about physicality. It's about mentality. So what color is the mind? So when I cut up on your skull and I take out a white brain and a black brain, if I put all brains on a scale, can you tell the difference between a white brain and a black brain? If you can, email me at masterteacher32.com@gmail.com. Please, I've seen white brains. Again, when I was a cop, I seen brain matter. I got the crime scenes. There was brain matter splattered all over the scene. And I noticed that we couldn't tell the difference between Native Americans, where I was at is primarily Native Americans, their brain matter, African Americans' brain matter, Caucasian brain matter, you mix them all up, you can't tell, okay, which the brains are not white, the brains are not black, and the brain was not red. All the brains contain the same mass or the same matter. Spirit is the same. Breath, the Native American breathes the same air as the Caucasian and the black man and the Japanese. We all bring the same air. There isn't only white air. There isn't black air. There isn't red air. It's just air. Take out a white kidney. Take out a black kidney. And then take out another. Now, there's some genetic issues that may be a little different, some structural issues. But for its color, for its function, oh, they're the same. Now, I know what you're thinking. I get these black folks who email me. I say, well, Brother Will, you know that with the process by which the metaphysics of the biological assimilation of, you know, the opus electi, blah, 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 is different. Yeah, I understand all that. But I'm talking about from a visual perspective, when you're looking at it, can you tell the difference? I don't think so, boo-boo. So why are we arguing over it? Because they, whoever they are, want us to. So, I got a brain, and it works. Thank you very much. I'm going to use my intuition, my God-given ability to connect with the Father. I'm going to get on my knees. I'm going to stand in my corner. I'm going to walk outside. I'm going to go to the beach. I'm going to hear the waves roar. I'm going to feel that cool breeze. I'm going to sit out there, and I'm going to say, Father, what do you have me to do today? And whatever gets downloaded into my spirit, that's what I'm going to be doing tomorrow. And the next day, and the next day. I get my instructions from God, not men. I recommend you do the same thing. Brothers and sisters, Monday at 12 noon, I moved it back because the wife got something planned. I guess she was like, you're not working on your birthday. I was like, yeah, just another day. So the wife said, take the day off, so I'm taking the day off. So we'll start the show on Monday. Monday we start. Cost is $50. Please go to my website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. We're going to go through, and I'm going to tell you some stuff I've never spoken in public. It's going to be a little tough because, again, but I got facts, and you can buy it. It's going to be a little tough. There's some genetic stuff we got to talk about because I got to explain to you so you can identify the grid because this sets you apart telepathically so that way you can get into the kingdom. It's extremely important because this is how you spread light that dispels darkness. You don't fight darkness. You spread light because the meek shall inherit the earth. The cross is a promotion, not a demotion. We have to break down this telepathic connection that's inside of the Christ germ so that way you can understand and override where you were born so that way you can disconnect from the ley lines of your death and you can connect to the ley lines of your birth. It's extremely important that you join me on this series that starts Monday. The cost is $50 for members, $100 for non-members. Because in this series, for the first time, I put it in a couple of the books, and I kind of hid it, especially in my book, The Ontological History of Mankind. I talk about the contract that was made based upon, again, the soul tie, the seed tie, based upon your planetary ascension, depending on your star seed. Now, how many types of apple seeds are there? Let me just drop you this nugget of what we're going to be talking about on Monday. Okay? Now, there's watermelon seeds, right? But inside of the watermelon, there's different types of watermelon seeds. Now, please, I want you to prove, again, $10,000, prove me wrong. I would like for you to go, again, just so that way you understand what we're talking about, because we're talking about star seeds, because that's what we're talking about when we talk about the kingdom. Now, I would like for you to type in, like, types of, I like watermelons. So let's say watermelon seeds. So let's do this. Let me go to Google. I'm going to type it in right quick. There we go. Types of watermelon seeds. So 10 top-performing watermelon seed varieties is the first thing that comes up. So immediately, the first thing that pops up is that there are 10 different types of watermelon seeds. The first one, again, is the Golden Valley. Then I see one called the Kingman. There's another watermelon seed. This is called, Citation. Citation, never heard of that. Then we got Yellow Meat. We got Harvest Moon watermelon, Sweet Polly watermelon, Traveler watermelon. So now remember, even within the seed, There's a lot of different types of seed. Are y'all listening? I'm saying it without saying it. Let me say it again. Within the seed, there's different types of seed. So we are all star seeds. But within the seed, there's different types of seeds. We'll pick it up on Monday. You do not want to miss it because you need to understand what type of seed are you, boo-boo. Because that determines your structural growth, your amplification, if we want to use that term. And that determines the ramifications of your implementation. And we're going to break all this down in the next series as we establish how you, based upon your seed type, must engineer, that means the process by which you take action. Engineer. You have to engineer through this grid, which is a map or a frame, to connect with the grail, which is an idea or a goal that is holy. That means it sets you apart. You should be different. You are flawed on purpose, brother. You're flawed on purpose. It ain't no accident. You are set apart so that way you are telepathic. Tele means to transport. Path means path or pathy. So there is a specific path that you are supposed to transport or take that takes you to, which is the person, dome, place of no worries. We're going to break it down on Monday. So, brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it. Take it. Thank you.
for yourself, you just day one, day one.